The Three Princesses by Kylie Perry. Illustrated by Kat Chadwick. Once upon a time, there were three princesses. The eldest princess could swim like a fish. The middle princess could sing like a bird. And the youngest princess had strong, sturdy feet. "Darling daughters," said the queen, "the time has come for you to leave the castle and find your paths in life."
"Go well, my daughters," said the king.
The three princesses each packed a backpack with a healthy lunch and a good raincoat. They hugged their mother and father and walked happily into the forest. The sun sparkled through the leaves, and birds fluttered all about them. After a while, the eldest princess said, "I wonder what my path will look like." The middle princess said, "I wonder what my path will look like and where it might go." The youngest princess said, "I wonder why mud feels so lovely when you squish it between your toes." At last, the princesses came to a clearing. On the far side, they could see three paths.
"Those must be our paths," said the eldest princess.
"But which path do we choose?" The princesses sat down on the soft grass and ate their healthy lunches. While they ate, they looked at the paths and wondered. The eldest princess sighed. "How will I know which path is the right one for me?" she said.
"And which one is right for me?" said the middle princess.
The youngest princess didn't say anything. She was too busy climbing a tree with her strong, sturdy feet. The eldest princess said, "I could toss a pebble and choose whatever path it lands on." The middle princess said, "I could spin round and round with my eyes closed and see which path my finger points to when I stop."
"I can help you," called the youngest princess.
She smiled at her sisters. "The first path leads to a castle by a great lake," she said.
"A lake! That's the path for me," cried the eldest princess, and she ran down the first path.
"The second path leads to a castle surrounded by songbirds," said the youngest princess.
"Songbirds? That's the path for me," cried the middle princess, and off she went.
The youngest princess smiled and climbed down from the tree. She picked up her boots and walked off onto the third path. This path had the biggest puddles and the best mud. She squished the mud under her strong, sturdy feet all the way
to happily ever after.